Remember, if you bought a house anywhere but Santa Barbara, you didn't pay enough. Although, my guest, Oscar Way, senior economist with the California Association of Realtors, would probably cite examples where Santa Barbara is considered to be a bargain. Would you agree?
With some areas in Santa Barbara, yes.
Okay. So we covered a lot in our last segment, and I want to talk about the economy overall, because we were talking about two factors, buyers, interest rates, and affordability in terms of down payment, mm-hmm. and number of sales, and a lot of it comes down to the economy and interest rates. What do you see on the economic fundamentals?
And you're right on, Mark, you know, in terms of, you know, how the housing market goes. Interest rate plays a role, but, you know, the economic fundamentals also play a role. We have some, you know, pretty solid economic fundamentals, at least for now, for the third quarter. Now, the economic growth rate in the third quarter was 2.1%. To give you some thing in perspective, reference to last year, for the year as a whole in 2018, it was 2.9%. So it's a little bit below last year. But still, a 2.1% is a decent number. And it's supported by, you know, consumption. It's supported by a pretty solid consumption, actually close to 3%. So, and that's because we have a labor market with unemployment rate at a very low level, below the what we consider the full employment unemployment rate, which is currently in October it was 3.6%. So, you know, if you look at those fundamentals, it looks really good. It looks pretty decent. But we do believe in 2020 that number is going to slow down a little bit. The other part of it is, I think, many of the realtors, many of the members, many of the buyers are probably concerned about is, you know, inflation, because Federal Reserve look at the inflation rate to see if they need to make any adjustment on Fed funds rate. I can tell you that right now, inflation is right within their target range, so they're probably the Federal Reserve probably are not likely to make any changes, whether it's up or down. And the Fed funds rate for the next probably even through the first quarter of next year. That's my speculation.
And really, it's tough to go much beyond that, farther
out.
Yeah,
it's a little tough to guess. And as I mentioned, you know, the interest, the economy probably will stay right around where we're now. Maybe dipped a little bit, slowed down a little bit, but not much. I mean, I think in the first half of the year, or maybe even at the end of 2018, a lot of economists predict that there will be a recession in 2020. And I think most economists probably don't believe that is going to be the case anymore. So we will continue to grow in 2020. And as such, you know, consumer remained at a confidence level. But I mentioned earlier about uncertainties and risks. There are definitely some uncertainties and risks in the economy and in the housing market, though.
My guest, Oscar Way, senior economist, California Association of Realtors. It's interesting what you just said, that in the past, I don't know how long ago, that economists were calling for recession in 2020, and now many of them have walked away from that. Is it because that the economy has just sustained itself so well, or is there another reason?
Well, I think, you know, the part of the reason why some economists or many economists believe that there might be a recession could be because of the tariff issue, the relationship, the trade relationship between U.S. and China, and also because of concern about what's going to happen to the European economy, the global economy when the U.K. Broke away from EU. But, you know, as you probably already know, we're still in talk with China on the trade tariff issues. That didn't go as bad as what a lot of people thought would go, and it's still they're still in negotiation. The UK, the European Union, and the UK, the Brexit issue didn't turn out to be as bad, and that's why we're seeing the economy, the global economy, continue to grow. Plus, you know, the It's very resilient. You know, the U.S. economy as well as the California economy continued to show some strength, and we were showing, you know, labor market continued to improve. So that's part of the reason why we're not seeing the market going into recession in 2020.
And the factors that could change and push the U.S. perhaps into a recession, a mild recession. You mentioned China and the UK and Brexit. Mm-hmm. Those are two major worldwide factors, would you say? I mean, those are the two main ones. Anything else?
Those are two main ones. And I think we briefly mentioned earlier the stock market. The stock market has gone up to a very high level. You know, that boosted the confidence of consumers. But the stock market, even though it has been reaching at a high level or still at a high level, I mean, you probably would agree with me, in the last year, year and a half, 2 years, has been pretty volatile. A few weeks, it might drop by, 10% or 15%, and then the next few weeks, it will go back up by 15 or 10% or so. So it has been pretty volatile. In the last few months, it may have stabilized a little bit, but I think that volatility will continue in the next quarter or so. So that volatility will lead to some concern. That's part of the uncertainty and risk that I mentioned. The other part of it also is, uncertainty. Next year we have an election year, so there's a possibility that things may change because it's an election year. Typically, in an election year, the economy, the incumbent tend to keep the economy from falling off, and I believe that will be the case. But when it comes to stock market, financial market, and as well as election, there are some uncertainties involved, and that could lead to people's confidence, both the consumers as well as the business leaders. Now, if businesses decided that they're not confident enough about the economy, let's say the stock market dropped for whatever reason, they may pull off from some investment, and that could affect the GDP in general. And that, of course, will affect the housing market in general as well.
And affect consumer confidence, and then affect the labor
Absolutely.
Market, et cetera. So it's like, which comes first, the chicken or the egg? Is the stock market, does that drop and that triggers everything else? Or does something else happen that triggers the stock market to drop?
Now, that's really hard to tell. And if I know that, I probably will make a lot of money. I will have to say this. When you see stock market fluctuating, stock market usually is somewhat of a leading indicator because people like to anticipate. Many of the investors like to anticipate. So you always see some volatility in stock market first before some fall off in the general economic condition.
And you mentioned election years. I don't know if you've ever done a study going back to all the final year of a president who would be running again, and how much they were able to hang on if the economy was good, or were they overall predominantly able to keep that economy straight and going to aid them in getting reelected,
I think most of the time. Well, we did a study. Actually, we did some analysis before. The last time, or 4 years ago, when we had the last election, presidential election, we did an analysis. In general, election tend not to affect the housing market that much because, as I mentioned, usually the presidents that are in the office, the incumbent presidents in the office, want to keep the economy from falling off. So they're trying a lot of means like fiscal as well as monetary policies to try to keep the economy going. Sometimes it may be inevitable, like what happened in about 10 years ago, when we have the financial crisis. Those are something that the government may not be able to control as much. So we had some fell off in the economic condition. But this time around, I think, we are seeing somewhat of a soft landing softer growth, but it will continue to grow. So there's a chance that we are going to see a continued economic improvement in 2020. 2021 might be a little tricky. So,
would you agree that I hear other economists say that what happened, as you brought up 10 years ago, was a real hard landing, and those conditions don't exist today, so that shouldn't happen today?
As far as the housing market is concerned, as far as the financial market is concerned, I think some of those crises that we saw, some of those risks that we saw 10, 11 years ago, there are some additional policies in place, implemented, that prevent that from falling apart. Now, you know, every recession, every stock market volatility, it always comes down to some surprises. And, you know, there are some surprises that we may or may not be aware of. But I don't foresee you know, any significant dip in either a housing market or the economic conditions in the next couple of years.
Right, right. So we fixed, my guest, Oscar Ways, California Association of Realtors senior economist. So we fixed what happened 10, 11 years ago, so that won't happen again. But like the old joke, I never make the same mistake twice, but there's enough mistakes to be made the first time that I'll keep making mistakes. So we just don't know what's around the corner. But overall, your forecast for 2020 is more optimistic than not.
Yes. I mean, we are seeing, let me throw you some numbers for the economic outlook. We are seeing some, as I mentioned, quote-unquote soft landing. In the economy, it's going to continue to grow for the economic growth to continue to grow at 1.7%, which is lower than the number that we predict for in 2019, 2.4. So we continue to grow for the economic growth rate. Unemployment rate continue to stay below 4%. Inflation will pretty much be flat compared to this year. So that means the Federal Reserve most likely will not make any adjustment upward on inflation, on interest rates, and at least the next few months or so. Now, how does that affect the housing market? For the California housing market, we do believe that sales will improve, primarily because of the low interest rates. Interest rate, we believe, will stay below 4% for most of 2020, if not the entire 2020. So that would actually help sales move, but only move very in a very small number, by only 0.8%. We expect sales to increase only by 0.8%. But price-wise, it will also continue to improve, partly because of supply constraint, but partly because of the low interest rates. We don't think it's going to go gangbuster, though. It's going to increase by maybe 2.5% in 2020 for the statewide number. Now, certain areas may increase more, depending on what area. But I would say, you know, more affordable price segments tend to increase a little bit higher in terms of price growth as compared to the higher price segment.
Excellent job. Oscar Way, Senior Economist, California Association of Realtors. You threw out some of your outlook numbers. 1.7% was the, what is that?
The economic growth rate,
the GDP economic
growth rate.
GDP, and you said now it was about 2.1%, although 2019 you had predicted about 2.4%. And you said in 2018 it was 2.9%, but those are good numbers, so 1.7% is not necessarily a horrible number. And then you said, was it unemployment you said should stay below 4%?
Yeah, the unemployment rate should stay below 4. To be specific, it will we predict it's going to be at 3.8% in 2020.
And then the inflation rate should stay flat, interest rate should stay low. And so, you know what? I got a call just now to show one of my listings, and we're going to set up for tomorrow. So you actually answered it. I'll call them back and tell them why they should buy the house.
Perfect.
Oscar Way, thank you so much for taking the time and the outreach from Los Angeles County. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Mark.
Okay. Always good to talk to you. We'll talk to you again.
All right. Have a good one.
Thank you. You too. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Stay tuned. You'll be back for the weekly Multiple Listing Sales Update.